Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melody. 99.5 QYK. And all day yesterday, I couldn't stop thinking about it. We were talking, remember that survey? It's like 40% of people sleep with a stuffed animal as an adult.
Yeah, I was blown away by that number because that meant that somebody in this room slept with a stuffed animal or a teddy bear.
Right. Well, Kevin has a
blanket.
Kevin has a comfort pillow.
Yes, I do.
Which is, I guess, maybe the same thing. It just doesn't have like a face. But then I was getting messages from people and they were like, no, you should try it. You should try it. Like, don't make fun of it. And I was like, well, I'm not making fun of it. I just trying to picture myself as an adult and a teddy bear, you know. Then I started thinking, like, this is kind of cool. So there was a little, like, it wasn't a bear. It was like a rabbit, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, let me just put the rabbit on my pillow last night.
Are you serious?
And then I, 5 seconds, I did it. And then I looked at the rabbit, and he was looking at me. And I was like, this is so dumb. I was like, even the rabbit thinks this is dumb. So I threw him across the room.
I think it's a little late to start doing this in life.
Right. I think it's the kind of thing you have to be groomed into this. You can't just be an adult and then want to start this.
Yeah, I just decided today I'm going to start sleeping with stuffed animals. At that point, I think it's called, like, you're a furry or something.
I don't know. I think it's called a lot of things. But I don't know. Maybe a furry. I don't know. Kirsten's holding on. And Kirsten, what are you up to with this stuffed animals? Do you have one? You sleep with one? What's your deal?
Well, I sleep with a teddy bear. Actually, any stuffed animal, it has to be anything with a face on it. And I'm 47, and I've done it my whole life, and I won't stop because there's a reason, though, for me. I've always asked my guardian angel to jump inside the stuffed animal. So before you go to sleep, you can kind of, you know what? Maybe it's just placebo. I don't even care because it works for me.
Like every night before you go to bed, you ask the guardian angel to jump in the stuffed animal?
Not every night, but mostly for sure on lonely nights or when I'm, you know, going through something in my life or if I'm feeling unsafe about something. I dare you to try it. I dare you to try it because you will feel like you're being hugged right back.
I'll give it a shot. You know, I always say I'll try anything once and if I don't like it, I'll try it again just to make sure.
Your wife might look at you just like, what is going on? Why do you have one of the kids' toys in
bed? I think the kids might think it's kind of funny if I did it. You've been doing this your whole life? Like, has anybody ever, like in a relationship, has anybody called you out on that? Or
I think because I'm a woman and I'm very attractive, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh. I need your confidence. Yes. Maybe I need a couple teddy bears.
No, seriously. A girl can get away with it. Guys can't. But, I mean, I would understand.
Are you single?
I am not married.
But she's dating people is what she's saying.
Right.
Like real people, not teddy bears. Like she's actually.
I have a boyfriend. He looks at me sideways, but like whatever. I don't have to explain it to him because he won't understand anyway.
When he's in the bed, like in the stuffed animals in the bed too?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5
QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. All right. On the way, it's 7:40 this morning. 7:40.
Yep.
Luke Bryan tickets.
Mark it down.
Yeah, man. I see people getting all excited. And listen, this is a big, big deal. Think about this. You're one of the first people in Tampa Bay to win these tickets. That's just huge.
Yeah, before they go on sale. And you know it's good when I've already got friends texting me, hey, do you think you're going to have any extra Luke Bryan tickets? I'm like, you got to listen.
I told you my wife was like, hey, for Mother's Day, Luke Bryan would be great. And I was like, what's next on your list? I was like, I can't do that.
I know.
What's next on your list? 7:40, your shot to win.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Thomas Rhett may make you cry next. You may be crying on the way to work this morning.
I already love him so much. What did he do now?
Wait till you hear this next on QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
You ever see during those football games, like at halftime, they'll bring out a woman and they'll be like, yeah, you know, you don't watch football. This is a good reason for you to watch football.
Okay, all right. What do they do at halftime?
They'll bring out, like, somebody, and they'll be like, you know, here's a woman, here's her kids, and then they'll show who they are, and then they'll say, you know, their father and husband are serving overseas, and we just want you to honor and everything.
I've seen this at the Bucks game
He'll
before.
Run out of the tunnel, and the whole stadium, like, dude, everybody's crying. How could you not cry?
Yeah.
All right, so Thomas Rhett.
Beautiful.
Kind of pulled the same thing. He teamed up with Crown Royal, right? And he finds these four women, and these are military moms. And he says, listen, You guys are great military moms, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to fly you down to Florida. We're all going to hang out, do a little meet and greet with Thomas Rhett. Then we're going to pack these care packages for the troops because their sons are serving.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, that's be, like, a great thing. Like,
yeah,
we're all teaming
up.
But there was another surprise in store. Of course, there was another surprise in store. Listen to what Thomas Rhett did.
There's no one more generous than moms, especially the moms of those who serve our country. And today I get to give those moms a surprise they'll never forget. What would be the proudest moment that you have as a mother?
Welcoming them home.
This is the other bit of the surprise for you.
Here come their kids.
Ah, the chills, the chills.
This is the most beautiful thing in the whole world.
I got to tell you, I mean, that's just something that they'll never forget. It's just crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. And really, props to Thomas Rhett for organizing that.
Well done.
Man.
I'm getting emotional, and it's not even 7 a.m.
I said the tears are going to pour.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, listen, next, do you ever go on a kick? Like, you get on a kick, like, maybe it's like a workout kick. And then
every other week. I'm on it. And then like one week later,
thing.
I'm done.
Oh, my God. My wife is, I'm telling you, she is the queen of kicks. I call her Queen Kick. She's on a new one now.
Well,
it's sort of halfway your fault a little bit.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
You?
I'll tell you next. She's on a kick. It's 99.5 QIK. Man, my wife's on a kick right now. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. So, I don't know. My wife's always been like this. She loves to kind of experiment with different things, you know, diets, exercises, ideas, just like things. And now she's really on this, like, plant-based, like, all-natural. It's funny because, Melanie, you're vegan and you eat a lot of plant-based stuff.
I eat a lot of plant-based stuff. I mean, that's all I eat at this point. And before everyone is like, oh my gosh, she's vegan. I mean, I had a health scare last year. The doctor said, hey, cut out the meat and dairy. See how you do.
See how you feel. You've done great.
And now
right?
I feel great. So that's what I'm doing. I never, ever thought I was going to be vegan. I used to love me some chicken wings.
Stories like this have my wife, I mean, she just goes crazy. Like, I remember last year we bought all this coconut oil. She's like, oh, my coconut oil is great. This agave trend is taking off. I guarantee you we'll be buying tons of tequila. I like that kick. But
well, that sounds okay to me.
She's on this plant-based thing now. And so over the weekend, we bought this Beyond Meat that you said to buy.
Oh, it's so good.
Beyond
Meat. So good.
Hamburgers. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, they are awesome. I was shocked.
You almost question if there's meat in them, right, when you're eating them?
Listen to how much you question. My wife, she was cooking them. She's like, do you think they're done? I'm like, they're plants. They were born done. Like, there's no cooking them, really. It's just
done.
Heat them up. They're done. Like, they're done. You could have ripped this out of the ground and just ate them.
But they're pink on the inside.
I know.
The burgers, when you break them open.
I know.
And so it's kind of deceiving. And you're like, wait a second. I feel like I'm eating meat here. And it tastes so similar. It's crazy.
Every time I'm watching TV and, like, some commercial comes on, or we'll flip by, like, an infomercial, and I see my wife's eyes getting bigger, and I'm like, no, not the next kick, not the next kick. So last night we had this plant-based meatless thing. She was cooking all day.
Really? That's like 3 nights in a row.
And then this is the best part. Now she's on a kick to fool me. She swears she's going to put something tofu, like a tofu switch and bait and switch.
Yeah.
And she's going to get me with tofu. And so she goes on these kicks, absolutely crazy.
She probably is going to trick you because they have so much stuff now on the market that's plant-based that tastes and even the tech, even they even get the texture down.
I know. This is why the Instagram thing drives me crazy, because she'll find something on Instagram and then all of a sudden it shows up on our table or in our house. The Amazon man comes and I get scared, like I get cold and I start to shake because I don't know what she's bought. I don't know what we're trying. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what happened with the last kick she was on with the teething ring with your son?
See?
The jade necklace,
right.
Whatever that was.
That was
to
the other thing. And she said, I saw on Instagram, these people are buying this for their kids, and it's a teething ring. And I'm like, okay, I thought it was something they chew on. No, it's like voodoo crystals, and they go through your skin, and then these
is
aliens.
Is he still wearing it?
Huh? No, I threw it away.
Oh.
It creeped me out, man.
But was dinner good last night?
It was great. Plant-based. Have I told you that? No meat. It's great.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. Have you noticed the love bugs this year? If you haven't, you haven't been outside. You've been stuck inside for a long time.
No, I definitely have. I went through the car wash yesterday only to then drive across the Gandy Bridge and get covered again. It was so stupid. I was like, that was the dumbest thing I did.
We were outside at this beach bar the other day, and they were everywhere, man. They set in, and they had to turn on all these fans. Man, those love bugs, the fans, they don't bother them. The wind goes right through those little things.
Nothing bothers them because they're just so dumb.
Well, I was reading about them. Here's what's crazy, right? And there's a lot of rumors about how they're going to be the end of human species. And they're like the devil's pet and everything like this. Really, it's kind of crazy. They really don't have any predators, so nothing really eats them. And it's funny, like wind and pesticides and stuff tends to not bother them. Like they're unaffected by almost everything. But they don't really they don't bite you. Everyone says that they bite you. They don't bite you.
They're just annoying.
They're annoying. They do get all over your car, which is nasty. Kevin, what were you saying yesterday, the thing to get them off your car?
Use dryer sheets.
That's right.
I remember one of the things, and it works.
Dryer sheets, yeah, they wipe right off with it.
I need that because the front of my car and my windshield's covered.
Right,
just from driving across the bridge.
The problem with those, their blood is acidic, and if they get stuck on your paint and you leave them there, it'll burrow into your paint and ruin it. That's the problem.
There's a spot on my hood. Yeah. You can tell one was left there a little too long.
It's funny. I was just reading here that their blood is actually not acidic. It's another rumor. But what happens is,
everybody's a rumor. I love it.
Well, it says
everything Kevin says is true, people. So.
No, it's funny though because everyone's trying to like hate on these love bugs, but it says the reality is that they're not acidic. What happens is when they die and the sun hits them, and then there's bacteria from the air that attaches to them, and then that becomes acidic.
I'm with you.
Okay, that's too smart for me. So,
I know.
They're acidic.
It's just easier that way. Then there's all these rumors about how they cause all these diseases.
Wait,
not true.
Next
they don't.
You're going to tell me the rumor from UF isn't true, that somebody in a lab at the University of Florida is the one that created these, and they were supposed to fight off mosquitoes.
There is
and then
that
they got
theory
out.
That it was a big mistake. Then the newest rumor that came out this morning about love bug, they're actually going to be the new USF logo for the Bulls.
You're such a liar.
Just came out. So that's going to be wild. There's rumors everywhere about love bugs.
The love bugs.
That's going to look good, that rumor, or that logo. Look really cool.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Luke Combs, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Hey, we got new Luke Combs music. Today at 9 a.m. Are you kidding me? That's awesome. New Luke Combs music at 9 a.m. You haven't heard it before. He just shouted out to us, said we could play it at 9 a.m. this morning. So we will do it at 9 on QYK. Hear that Luke music first. But it's all about Luke this morning. Actually, we got Luke Bryan tickets in 20 minutes at 7:40. Man, it's...
Luke is a popular name when it comes to country.
It's Luke Wednesday. I love it. Luke Bryan tickets, 7:40. New Luke Combs music, 9 a.m. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, 10 minutes away, 10 minutes away. We've got Luke Bryan tickets, 7:40. You shot to win with the name game on 99.5 QYK. You'd be one of the first people in Tampa Bay to get these tickets.
Yeah,
because
they're
deal.
Not on sale.
Can you imagine making someone's Mother's Day for this Sunday?
Whew. Oh, my gosh.
Man, that's how you do it right there. 7:40, 10 minutes away. Right now, there's new music from Carrie Underwood. It's called Southbound on QYK. Luke Bryan tickets, you're 3 minutes away, 99.5 QYK. Real quick, one of my all-time dreams came true. It was crazy. All I can think of is, remember the Kelly Clarkson? What song did she sing when she was on American Idol?
It was A Moment Like This.
It was A Moment Like This. Is confetti's falling on me. Mm-hmm. I've got a beer in my hand. I got my hands in the air. People are cheering.
This is your fantasy? Is to be Kelly Clarkson?
No, but I'll tell you why I'm celebrating. So I made it on Google Street View. You know the Google Maps, Google Earth?
Yes!
The Street View. So me and my buddy were outside. We were having a couple beers in front of our house.
Of course you were. That's what you're always doing.
The Google Street View car rolled by.
No.
And you know, they're going by taking pictures. Like, and I'm thinking, there's no way. I was like, dude, let's raise our beers. So we rose our beers. And I was like, it'll never show up. It'll never show up. It'll never show up. Yesterday, I got the text. One of our neighbors found it and sent it to us. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So I'm going to blow up the picture and I'm going to send it. We can post it online if you want.
Yes, we have to. Are you kidding me? This is epic.
It's crazy. So whenever you see those things go by, and you're like, oh, they won't put you on. They won't put you on. They'll put you right on. They'll put you right on.
A lot of the times people will moon them or they'll, you know, give them the finger and stuff and they'll blur it out. Oh, my gosh. There you are. Mark and his neighbor drinking in the front yard.
Just holding up a beer.
That's crazy.
I'm like, there's no way they're going to use this. And the guy went by twice. And we held the beer up each time. I was like, look, if you want a picture of this shot today, this street today, you're getting us holding a beer. Otherwise, you might have to come back tomorrow.
You know what?
I think finally he was like, fine, forget it. These clowns are just going to be here.
They're always here.
They're always here. They're never leaving. No, we're not. We'll throw that up on the 99.5 QLK website. We also put on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Yes, made it. Google Street View.
Well done.
Life is done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Jeff and Jennifer are contestants for these Luke Bryan tickets. Man, y'all, whoever wins is going to be one of the first people in Tampa Bay to get these Luke tickets.
Yeah.
This is a big, big deal.
Yay.
All right, Jeff, we're going to start with you first. You were the ninth caller. We're going to put 5 seconds on the clock. We're going to give you a category, Jeff. You will have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. As soon as you do, Jennifer, you will have 5 seconds to respond. You guys will then go back and forth until whoever runs out of names for that category first. All right, we're talking about love bugs, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're everywhere.
Everywhere. It is love bug season.
Love bugs are everywhere. So, Jeff, we got 5 seconds on the clock. Name any bug or insect. Go.
An ant. A fly.
Fire.
Caterpillar.
5 seconds is up. Sorry, Jennifer.
That's okay. Oh. Thank you.
Jeff, you got Luke Bryan tickets, my man.
All right. Awesome.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Most of the time, I know why people work are mad at me, but this time I'm like totally confused. Like, really?
Who's mad at you now?
Well, I'm going to tell you in 2 songs, and I just.
The list.
Yeah, it keeps growing. Chris Lane on QYK. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie. So yesterday I pulled into the radio station and there was a security guard in the spot where kind of around the spot where I usually park. So I was like, I'm not going to park by this little golf cart thing.
Yeah.
So I pull around to the other side and I pull into this spot and, you know, it's dark outside. It's early in the morning. There's really nobody else here. And I didn't know that I pulled into someone's spot who thought it was their spot. And a couple hours later, this woman comes down. She's like, oh, boy, did you mess up this morning? I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said, you pulled into this guy's spot. His name happens to also be Mark. And he's really mad. And I went, wow, what's he mad about? She said, that's his spot. And I was like, well, his name's not on it. There's no sign. There's no traffic cone. Like, what are you talking about?
When she's like, she came in, I was cracking up because I was like, wait, what? There are assigned parking spots there? Yeah. News to me. I'm probably in someone's spot.
And she goes, well, he's just kind of. That's part of his being here is that spot. And I'm like, well, I had no idea part of his being was that spot. Like, it was an accident. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Right. There's not a sign. I mean, it does not say reserved.
I didn't know people
other
now.
Mark. It doesn't say that.
I didn't know people now, like, it just. You can just assign your own spot to yourself. Like,
well, I guess
just,
in 2019, everyone thinks they own everything.
Everybody
right?
thinks, yeah, it's like this entitlement thing where this you take over the spot and it's your spot, right? So then I thought to myself, huh. I wonder if that, like ruined his day, like, affected his day. Like, did he have a bad day yesterday and they attribute it to I took a spot? Or what if he had an awesome, amazing day?
Maybe he needs to start parking somewhere else.
That's what I thought about. So this morning I pulled in and I had this dilemma. I'm like, do I go back and park in his spot?
Well, you can't just park in his spot now that you know that's his thing.
Why not?
And he just likes that spot. Because then you're just a jerk.
Well,
like, let him have his spot if that's what makes him
I know,
happy.
But it just drove me crazy that people were coming down there and they were like, it's not going to be the same with him. You can't park in that spot. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't understand. Like, I didn't just anoint myself the owner of another spot.
I just thought it was so funny because, man, boy, did you mess up this morning? And I was like, uh-oh. And you know when you're like when your mom used to yell at your siblings, but it wasn't you?
Right.
You know, I was like, ooh, what's going to happen? And then it was a parking spot. I was like, what?
Kevin, you've worked here for 20 years. Do you have your own spot?
No.
Well, you've worked here longer than him. If you don't have your own spot, why does he get a spot?
I disagree with that.
800-992-1099. Shoot us a text. What are things that your coworkers have just entitled themselves to? Like, oh, no, this is mine. Like, I worked with a guy once, too. He gave himself a title he didn't even have. He put it on his email signature. It was director of something. I'm like, you're not the director of anything. Like, that's just crazy. Like, what are you talking about?
Wait, I kind of like that. I'm just going to add titles onto mine.
People will believe it.
I've always thought about email signatures because they don't mean anything.
No.
Nobody looks at an email signature. Nobody.
No, unless I need a phone number.
But I thought about adding my stats, like my height, my weight,
ooh,
and everything.
That's
like,
good.
Just because, why not?
It's
just,
like an athlete.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I thought about adding that. Text us, though. And this guy, he didn't talk to me yesterday. I hear he's really mad. And all because I parked in a spot that I know is his spot.
I have a new signature for you then, for your email.
Parking spot taker.
Exactly.
Parking spot hijacker.
Executive.
Ooh.
Parking spot taker.
Hijacking, parking executive. We'll work on that, but I like that. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. All right, so I parked in a guy's spot yesterday here at work by accident. It was an accident. I didn't know it was his spot. There's no name on it. I mean, there's no way for me to know. He's all upset, and he's asking people to ask me why I did it. I didn't even know what I did, and people are texting in because I was like, well, are there other people who work with people, and they just kind of, like, entitle themselves to stuff? Because I didn't know.
Yeah, and I cannot believe... Actually, I can because it's 2019.
Right.
There are so many texts from people. Cassie from Lakeland said, someone in my office has claimed a drawer in the fridge will throw away food from other people that are placed in... That place things into that drawer.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Another,
just wipes it out.
Yep. Another person, people in my company try to claim company tools as their own. And then Chris texted in, are you serious about this powder puff whiner? I am so over people bickering and I can't say some of these words.
Yeah.
Bickering and moaning about petty stuff. Those people need to get a life and deal with real life situations.
Whoa.
Have a great day, morning crew. Mark, go park in his spot. Let me know and I'll go park there too. LOL.
Man, that guy needs to become like a corporate motivational speaker. Like his style.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Man, so amped up for this new Luke Combs music. We're going to play it for you at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Never heard this before. He just unveiled this.
Yeah, and it's about your favorite thing.
Beer.
Yep.
Beer. This man knows how to play to his base. He knows how to stay true to his fans.
That is the truth.
Luke Combs and beer. All right, so we're going to play it at 9 a.m. Luke sent it to us, said we could play it at 9 a.m., so that's going to happen. You're going to hear it first. New music, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's nutbags north of Florida, because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep, just like in Indiana, where the sheriff of Jennings County has had it.
Uh-oh.
So listen to how creative this guy got. This is great. This guy needs to get in the media business, right? He's created a forum on Facebook, and it gives drug dealers an opportunity to increase their business by snitching on their competitors. The form reads,
what?
Attention drug dealers, too much competition bringing you down? Are you not making the profits you once did? We are here to help you eliminate the competition. How? By filling out this easy to complete form below. And the form asks for information like where the competition's located, what drugs they sell, their prices, and the kind of cars they drive to operate their business.
No, this is genius.
You wouldn't believe it. People are filling it out. People
are
snitching. They are snitching on their drug dealing competitors. And the sheriff is loving this. They're getting tips left and right. Here's what's crazy about this. They're not even offering a reward. They're just saying this will bring your profits up by taking your competition down. And
yeah,
they're right.
True. Supply and demand.
Dude. I'm
if all
telling
the other
you.
Drug dealers get busted, then you're going to make more money. But eventually, those other dealers are going to turn you in, and
yeah.
You'll all be in
well,
jail.
The way I see it is, there will be one left standing. I've done the math, right? Because if you're the last one standing, there's no one left to snitch on you. But that's all right, because at least if we got them all but one, that's at least not a bad, you know what I mean? You got them all but one.
Eventually, someone's going to snitch.
I guess, but let's wipe them all out. And I think it's a pretty good, I think it's a pretty good thing. So, nutbags north of Florida, watch out. They're on the prowl. And remember, snitches wind up in ditches. Something like that. I think it's
snitches get stitches.
Oh, that's
they don't end up in ditches. Yeah,
well, I think they also wind up in ditches.
Let's go with that.
I don't know. I think you get stitches, and that's your warning. And then if you snitch again, then snitches
then you're in the
get
ditch.
Ditches. Right. Nice. Luke Combs, we got new music from Luke. We'll do it just after 9. A few minutes away on QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
New Luke Combs. Check this out. Whatever you're doing right now, you want to listen to this.
Turn it up.
I think you're going to love this. It's called Beer Never Broke My Heart. Luke Combs, shoot us a text afterwards. Let us know what you think. 800-992-1099. New music on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, that new Luke Combs song, it was... I don't know how, but it was better than I thought it would be.
So good.
It was better than I thought. You know what I think? All right. I think he is lining up to be the next Garth Brooks. I said it. Come down to the station. Burn my car down. I don't care.
Well, it's in Mark's parking spot, the other Mark.
It's in a parking spot that I don't know. I don't care. Just whatever. Just burn it down. Light it on fire. Light me on fire. I just think it is. Here's why. Tell me if I'm crazy. You can text me if I'm crazy. Garth just sung country songs, right? Like Kenny, and there's no bigger Kenny fan than I am, right?
Yeah, you're obsessed.
Kenny's the Beach Island guy, right? He's, right? Blake Shelton is the Oklahoma guy. Mm-hmm. Thomas Rhett is the guy that sings about his family.
Yep.
They all have things. They have little niches.
Like a niche. Yep.
They got a little thing, right? I say niche. She says niche.
Niche.
You could tell who just graduated from college, right? I'm just a niche guy. She's a niche girl.
Stop.
But my point is that he just sings country songs. It's like he... You're laughing at me like I'm crazy.
I'm not laughing at you.
Do you agree with him?
That means no, because he just would have said yeah if he did.
I think there is no one we're going to see that's the entertainer that Garth is. And I just don't know. I mean, it's possible Luke Combs could do it, but man, it's going to take a lot to get to that level. It truly is.
Bull caca.
Song-wise, yes, but the entertainment status, I don't know. It's interesting, but this guy's on fire, man. I love what I'm
hearing. He's selling out shows right now, so he's obviously an entertainer. I mean,
he's
people are going.
There.
Luke, it just sings Luke Combs country music, kind of like Garth just sung Garth Brooks country music.
I love his
All
music.
These other guys had to have these little niches. These
I get it.
Niches.
There you go.
Oh, niches. They had to have niches.
Congratulations, you're a graduate.
I just love Luke Combs. I think he's just always been Luke Combs, and it's just the music continues, and he's always still Luke Combs.
And that song is so catchy because I was already singing it. By the time the second verse came around, I already knew the chorus and was singing along.
I know. All you need to hear it is once, and you have it in your head.
Catchy.
And it really makes you want a beer, too, which is even better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.